Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled today because if you don't know, now you know. So if you have not heard of C2, we're going to talk about C2 today. And if you've never been, this may cause the inspiration, the catalyst for you to consider putting an event on your calendar this year and in years to come. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Darian. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me. It's hot season right now. You know, C2's first day is on May 21st, so right around the corner.
Amazing, amazing. And tell me about your role with C2 and kind of like your journey to get there.
So I'm now CEO. I've been at the company for 8 years. I started out, actually, it's kind of funny. I started out because my background was in entrepreneurship and real estate. International real estate. And it was a family-run business. And I just felt like I needed a different challenge. Like I wanted something that had a bigger team and, you know, just explore something new. And I found that it was really hard for entrepreneurial people to get jobs in the corporate world. I think a lot of people say, yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want, you know, but when you get there, it's like, where is that person going to fit, you know? And I guess I was a bit more of a generalist. And so at some point I knew people at C2 and they were like, well, why don't you, you know, come to the event, just check it out and give us your feedback around how we're activating partners and whatnot. And so went there, checked it out, gave my feedback. And my idea was to take a couple of weeks off during the summer to kind of rebrand myself, reposition myself after having, you know, not so much success getting a job. And so I was like, this is great. You know, I'm going to go to C2. I'm going to meet tons of people. Maybe that's, you know, the way I'm going to end up meeting, you know, my employer. And turns out, you know, when I gave my report to my boss at the time, he was like, well, do you want to take the sales team? I'm firing everyone. Take it. And I was like, all right. And at that point, it was really interesting because the company was growing into not only the flagship, which was really taking expansion and, you know, that was probably recognized as the qualitative leader in the conference space, but also developing the agency model where we were offering these services to clients. And so for me, I was like, well, here's an entrepreneurial shop that is growing. So my career trajectory could follow the growth path of the company, which is a good place to be because, you know, if the company's stagnant, it's harder to grow within it, right? So I was like, this is great. And then I also love the product. Like I just felt very connected to the design and the vision and, you know, what we were trying to do for both, you know, our community in Montreal, but also what we stand for in terms of vision of bringing people from various horizons together, you know, creating experiences for the business world, but really anchored in amazing human experiences. And so I really am beautiful, you know, the environment. And so I don't know, I just took the job.
Nice.
Had a lot of fun. And I guess from there, that went on to partnerships, which was really interesting because the platform is is a great way for brands to articulate their thought leadership. It's also pretty sophisticated from an integration, partnership integration perspective. So we really got to develop cool stuff with partners and then went on to become VP of growth and partnerships and then took the CEO spot.
That is amazing. So largest creative conference in Canada, and you've got the event, but then stuff happens throughout the year where you actually help people as well. They can hire you to do creative work, activation, support, correct?
Absolutely.
And you were created by or imagined by Sid Lee, and one of the founding partners is Cirque du Soleil. I don't think people realize that.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. These two are interesting because creative agency will find creative ways to solve against commercial problems, which still to this day is very true to what we're trying to accomplish through our programming, through the way we design the experiences, through also the audience we're speaking to. But Cirque du Soleil lays the ground for groundbreaking scenography, environment design. Until this day, I think that one thing that really sets us apart is like how investing in creativity actually yields amazing result across, you know, social platform, quality of experience, emotions that you will, you know, create with your audience when they're there, creating lasting memories. And I think become a brand that people love and feel really connected to. And so for me, that heritage, you know, is still very present, even 13 years after, you know, we were launched.
Amazing. We often hear, you know, the government wanting to see more innovation, and they use the I word a lot. There's actually a department called ISED, so Innovation, Science, and Economic Development. Tobias, founder of Shopify, said last week, Canadians need to stop going for bronze. We need to go for it. How do you feel about kind of the role of creativity when it comes to innovation and the role it plays and why this event is crucial for all people to be at?
I just think there's nothing without creativity, right? Like, I think everybody needs to be creative to be successful, or should be creative to be successful, whether you're working in finance or marketing or product development. At the end of the day, if you're trying to solve for something and you're trying to just find resolution for a problem, mm-hmm. most of the playbook hasn't been written, mm-hmm. right? So you need to flex that muscle. So for me, creativity is all about that. And it's also about just pushing the envelope mm-hmm. and being inspired by things that might not come from, you know, your own profession or background. And I think this is something we're really always been focused on at C2. And, you know, we're not a single category conference. We touch on so many different topics. And when going back to marketing, because that's the topic mm-hmm. of this podcast, you know, looking at what will define culture, what will be trends that are going to influence the way people, you know, consume, what they think, where they want to invest their money. To me, that requires, especially in this world where things are changing so quick, when there's so much pressures coming from all over, definitely needs, you know, definitely think creativity is more relevant than mm-hmm. ever, really, no matter where you are.
And I see you got three themes this year. So experiential and immersive, sustainability and innovation, and AI and commerce. And all three are impacting the marketing advertising industry in a huge, huge way. So are we going to see that played out? Because I love that you actually call this event a playground for the imagination. So what does this playground look like when it comes to those three themes?
The playground is a three-day playground, but really it's expanding before, pre, during. But like say the 3 days, which I call, you know, the peak engagement moment of the community, is a mix of so many things. Like you'll have great talks, so conferences, you'll have, but we're really like, we call it the death of the keynote. So no keynotes. We just feel that format is tired. We want to bring conversations that are at the intersection of commerce, of cultural relevancy, and things that people feel they have a stake in. Then we have master classes. So these are more collaborative in nature. We have roundtables where it's smaller groups tackling more specific issues. We have creative activations. We have amazing food. Mm-hmm. So our partner, Nouveau Standard, we have four restaurants that we designed with them in terms of like what's the signature. So one is more seafood. One is more like great sandwiches.
That's so Montreal. Only in Montreal would you go to Calgary. It's like, oh, there's some sandwiches there that have been sitting for a few hours and they're in saran wrap.
Yeah, we're like seafood towers, please.
This is amazing. Okay. Question. Has Celine Dion ever graced the presence of C2 or has some chef?
No, she hasn't.
Yet.
I'd love her to do it. Right. Yeah. I mean, I would love Celine Dion to. We've come close a couple of times, but we haven't had her on the stage. But that would be amazing.
Have you seen the collab?
I think I would actually kind of be like, "Can I interview her?"
She would be amazing. Have you seen the Deadpool Celine Dion collab that they did?
Yes.
Yeah, and the story behind it is beautiful. And if you haven't watched this yet, Google kind of the story. So her husband had just passed, and she was quite sad, and so Ryan Reynolds reached out, and as a fellow Canadian from Vancouver, was like, hey, do you want to do this? And it gave her a chance to like almost, she explained it like, it almost took me out of my grief and gave me a chance to express something in a way. And Ryan challenged me and I took him up on the challenge and it was as good for me as it was and for all of us. I got to enjoy it.
It's
beautiful.
Maybe we're putting out, I really believe in putting things out there in the universe so that they happen. So Darian, if Celine ends up on the stage, I will give you a phone call and manifestation will have worked on this podcast.
What I find fascinating too, and like, and everyone knows who's listening to this right now, like you watch movies and TV shows and references to Canada these days is a bit more Drake, but the majority has been and forever probably will be a Celine Dion and references to Montreal. Montreal is our world famous city, not because of the size, but because of the cultural impact it's made on the world.
Yeah. It's funny you're saying that because the origin story of C2 Montreal is actually really lying in what you're saying right now, right? Where it was in 2011 after the financial crisis and the city had been hit pretty hard, just like so many places out there, you know, like I'm not saying this, like Montreal was the epicenter of pain during that time, but it was suffering. And the whole idea behind it was like, how do we create a vehicle platform that allows us to export our creativity, our savoir-faire to the world, but also welcome some of the leading minds out there to kind of, you know, spur some inspiration into, you know, our local community? And then also there was a huge opportunity in reinventing the conference format, which was really tired at the time.
Yes.
When you look at, you know, the three themes that we were talking about earlier about, you know, creativity and sustainability and AI, these are all very strong economic drivers of the city. So we're talking about Céline Dion, Cirque du Soleil, there's, you know, the Sidleys, the Moment Factories, the Silent Partners, like some of these companies like Solotech, basically powering some of the largest tours, you know, out there when you're looking at like a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift, but also behind most of the production in Vegas. So huge entertainment industry in Montreal.
Yeah.
Then, you know, there's AI, which Yoshua Ben-Jules, the co-founder of AI, you know, he's from Montreal, started a program in the University of Montreal many, many years ago, which makes us one of the top ranking cities in the world for, you know, doctorate graduates.
Video game creation.
And then sustainability. It's video game creation, exact.
But sustainability, like at Montreal is this amazing epicenter because no other city could host something like this, could they? Or they could try. Like we have TED in Vancouver.
No, but you know what? I think we try. Like we tried imagining what that would look like. And I think it could be replicated, but some elements would need to be in place. Yeah. First of all, it would need to be anchored in the culture and the DNA of the city, right? So let's say you do it in Paris. It would probably be about fashion, gastronomy, and technology, because they're pretty strong in technology as well. And there needs to be very strong support from the local community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, creators would need to be behind it. There needs to be acceptance almost mm-hmm. locally before it makes yes. a big success yeah. internationally.
Because you have people from 30 different countries coming, correct?
Oh, yeah, like 30, maybe more. Like pre-pandemic, I think we were at like 50 or 52.
That is incredible
yeah.
to hear.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
So big, how do you, okay, this is one thing I need to ask. How do you decide who comes to your event? Like, I know every conference organizer is like, I want to find that speaker that no one's ever heard, or I want to find a speaker that's innovative. I want to find a speaker that's not known, but somehow is going to rock the house. But I also need a speaker who's going to draw people in. How do you wrestle with that as a team and as a leader?
Yeah, so we made a big bet this year, because I think, you know, if you have folks listening that are somehow responsible for creating or, you know, financing or whatever experiences, like production is expensive, you know, like inflation has been real, huge pressures there, then people, like corporate budgets are not like, you know, flashing money everywhere. So that's an interesting thing to look at, you know, when there's a lot of pressure on cost, but you're kind of capped from a spending perspective. So we decided that there would be no more star speakers.
Nice. That's actually better.
Yeah. And we feel strongly that the experience we're providing is strong enough to carry the brand. And then the way we look at programming for us, it's about curation. So let's say we establish, you know, the three buckets this year, creativity, sustainability, technology, let's call it technology, AI and commerce. Then we look at what are the top conversations that are happening in this space? Like, what's interesting? Mm. What do we want to talk about? You know, what are topics that we feel are relevant today, will be relevant tomorrow? And then we research. We research who's the expert we'd like to welcome to talk about that. We also have people reaching out to us, which is great. Yeah. And I think one thing that I'm really proud of, which makes our life a lot harder, but that, you know, we've been committed to for years, is diversity. Mm. So we have a ratio of 50-50% in terms of women and men. We have over 30% people that are representing, you know, people of color and whatnot. And we're really sticking to our guns. It makes our life harder because we need to go and get these people. But as a result, we have over 55% of participants that are women. Mm-hmm. So you really see that representation has an impact. By putting out content there and programming that is more diverse and that represents the face of the world today.
Amazing.
It actually influences at some point the audience and who feels welcome to come in and, you know, who wants to partake in the experience and really be engaged. And so that's another layer that we add that. And I'm proud of it because we haven't started doing it 5 years ago or 3 years ago. when this started to be top of mind, like this is something we've been doing for years. So it's very true. Like that notion of diversity, even when we look at the creative team, the profiles we seek, we have architects, we have set designer, we have people that worked, you know, in scenography and circus, designing plays, and that kind of different income input translates in a different creative output. So
amazing.
And this is true across the board. Yeah.
That is incredible. I remember after people realized, oh, I should be changing this, at the time, we did a quick study. And at the time there was 23 marketing awards in Canada and advertising. And every single jury member was white. And over 90% were men. And so I think it's you know, we're part of an industry that, you know, has a large homogenous history. So I love that you guys from day one have been doing this and making it awesome and colorful and quilt-like. So I think that's where, because I joined this industry as an Indigenous person and thought, oh, you know, we're all super creative and inclusive. And then when I realized and I took a look around, I was like, dang, this is a super white industry that's like, you know, trying to protect certain things. So I love that about you guys. So this year, what can we expect? Anything that you can, teasers you can give, anything that you're doing a little different that you're really excited about, any kind of...
So we have a different format that we call the relevant or obsolete game show.
Yeah, okay.
That's powered by AI, which will tell us, you know, are we still in or are we out? Well, that's fun. Then we have a really, you know, we have a bunch of really interesting sessions.
Yeah. Prophecies. I noticed one's called Prophecies.
Prophecies?
Yeah. It says Prophecies. So there, it's kind of maybe like there's the language model, Prophecies.
Maybe. Okay. I have to check for this one. I'm
neurodiverse, you know, lasagna.
Neuro and diverse lasagna is a lab.
Yeah.
So we have some labs, and labs are basically like our collaborative kind of quirky ways to learn. Neurodivergence lasagna is one about neurodivergence and how it can, you know, help teams work better together. But we have so many, like You Should Be Strange with people from the NASA, Bideus Nathan Pyle, that's really going to just, you know, explore how being strange can help us uncover like hidden abilities and initiate transformative processes. So we're kind of kicking off with this one, which is great because it's a mindset, right? It's like, let's go for 3 days and just open up our minds.
Wow.
Then we have Neil Patel as well, that's going to be there.
I know Neil. Neil's been on the show a couple times.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So this one's about AI. So are we worrying about the right thing? So, you know, I think we're all worried about what's going on this in the space. We're all very emotional towards the reactions that we have. And so that's going to explore kind of, you know, are we worried or are we focusing on the right thing when it comes to AI? Then there's the fire behind the fandom. So what we find at the intersection of like storytelling and brands are usually consumers, but also advocates, ambassadors, participants in the story. So really kind of looking at that how that also translates in the experiential field. So, I mean, I could go on,
of course,
right?
Of course.
Like there's one that's really nice with architects from Rother, which, you know, they're basically developing new materials from old materials to build stuff. So that's on the sustainability day. Yeah. So it's exciting.
Amazing. But I think one of the greatest things about conferences is what happens outside of what you plan. And so the stuff in between, the after parties, the pre-parties, the lobby, tell us about what happens there, kind of, or what happens at C2 we can't talk about. Maybe the things you can talk about, tell me.
Yeah. So we have Brain Dates that's coming back, which is a crowd favorite. It's all about, you know, discovering through technology people in the audience that are either complementary to things you want to learn about or who share a similar passion for motorcycling. But that really allows people to connect in meaningful ways. Then we have industry cocktails every night. We have the plaza outside, which is going to have a bunch of food trucks. Then, I didn't say, but our main stage is in a parking lot. We've been growing plants for the scenography and like design of that since January.
That's amazing.
So we're bringing this industrial kind of fun vibe to it.
Okay.
We have a new location this year. We're at Grand Quai. So Old Port, you know, 10 minutes walk from downtown, beautiful, beautiful venue by the water overlooking the city. Mm-hmm. Then we have a few exclusive things here and there that are happening. We host a group called EXO. X stands for experimentation, O for community. I just think it's like a little reference for the Gossip Girl era.
Awesome.
But this group focuses on, you know, bringing an event within an event. So it's focused on experiential leaders. So we have both a track that has like official programming in, but also, you know, special activities that are curated towards that group. We're doing a visit of Moment Factory Studios on the Wednesday with these folks. So there's really, I mean, I always say there's the official layer, and then there's probably 10 layers underneath where, you know, there's so many things happening at the same time.
Amazing. So we look at a place like a certain event will remain nameless, gets a few dollars from the federal government to keep coming to Toronto every year. Has the government realized how important this event is? And have you seen, gotten the eyes of the feds yet to be like, this event is important, let's invest?
Yeah, so we've been so fortunate forever, and especially I would say in the pandemic, to maintain the support of our government. So that's at the city level, at the province level, and at the federal level.
Amazing.
You know, we also deliver, like we deliver great economic impact. Mm-hmm. People do deal, like one in four companies at C2 makes a deal. A good addition will yield over $500 million of deal flow over the course of the 3 days.
That's huge. Yeah.
We have great, great support from government. We also have great support even from our private partners, I would say. You know, and we've all been through difficult times in the last couple of years. And we've been really fortunate to count on our supporters and you know, our local community, our international friends, our partners. Like, it's truly been touching.
It's amazing. And you've got the Cree Nation government coming as well. Mandy Gull Masty, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Friend chief.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Tell me about her involvement, what she's going to be doing at C2 this year, or if you can. I know some things are secrets at events, but
yeah. Yeah. Well, some teams are secrets and, you know, we definitely want to keep some things, you know, to be discovered at the event, but we're having an activation that's going to be involving the elderly from the community. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is that the conference will be talking about renewable energy, the transition that's on this way, and how, you know, this kind of involves the First Nation and, you know, the communities that are surrounding it. And so that's actually a great, you know, it's a great collaboration. I'm really honored about this one. And I think it's such a nice way to showcase our heritage.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Lots of options in Canada for events. So there's all the Social Next events. There's the cult gathering in Banff. There is,
shout out to Ryan and
Yeah. He who's been on the show, talked about the cult gathering out in Banff.
Yeah. And he's making it to C2.
Yeah. Well. It's amazing. Hi, Ryan. There's TED in Vancouver. If you want to go to the actual TED, if you can afford it and you've saved up for years or whatever that looks like, or you can go to C2. Tell me why C2 should be the choice for advertisers, marketers right now.
I would say if someone can make it all, then go everywhere. Yeah. I feel that if people want to allow themselves the luxury of tuning out for 3 days where they will be emerge in the unexpected, where they have the most chance to make encounters that might surprise themselves. Like, it's not an industry event. It's not a marketer event. And so that diversity in terms of crowd, having great entrepreneurs, having people from the corporate world, having people in innovation, having technologists, to me really fosters novel ways of thinking and seeing the world. I think the three topics that we're exploring are extremely relevant for marketers because they will define the way we move forward in the future. But we're approaching them in an angle that might not be the regular marketing angle. And so, I don't know. I think it's also about discovering the city, which is amazing. Like, Montreal is so beautiful in May. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's, we put a lot of care mm-hmm. in designing yeah. these experiences, and, you know, we try to foster an environment and experiences that really allow people to connect deeper, more meaningfully, faster. And I always like to think that businesses don't do business together, people do. So by providing the context and the opportunity for people to really do that, we just feel like the outcome, you know, might be really great.
I want to pull out one thing you said, and you gave an amazing number, the amount of business that's generated from this event. And I think, you know, a lot of people throw out random stats, but I actually think it's accurate because there are so many events where marketers just hang out with other marketers and it's like they're all there rubbing shoulders and all similar, doing similar work. But I feel like your event brings so many different people together around, you know, creativity. And so they get to meet an architect for the first time who's a marketer. They get to meet a dancer for the first time. They get to meet you, like the people you have coming. You have a chef coming, like the pound of people you have coming that are from so many different backgrounds. And I think that might be the catalyst to new ideas, new concepts, new thinking, instead of just, I don't know what the term would be when you're just with similar people and similar lines of work and business.
Homogeneous.
Yeah, you're.
But we really believe in that. Yeah. We really, really believe in, you know, bringing all these different profiles and people and, you know, ways to look at the world. And I just think strongly that this is what we need to move yeah. things forward at this point. Yeah.
Have you heard yet about a couple who met at C2?
Oh my God. So the Loop couple, they actually met. They met at yeah. C2. They created a business together at C2. They have kids.
What?
They're still in business and they are still married.
Wow.
Yeah, Loop. You know the juice?
Yes. That's like an eHarmony story right there. Love that.
I actually wanted to be, I would have loved for like Bumble you know, to be a partner and do something funny about, you know, how you can actually meet your loved one. And
it's true though. I'm sure there's,
or even if it's your business, yeah. you know, we always say the expression like work wife or, you know, so I just thought it would be something nice. Maybe one day.
when I go to Montreal, I try to have the Trinity of Montreal. So whenever I go, I try to have a smoked meat sandwich, Montreal smoked beef.
Yeah.
I try to have a poutine and then a bagel.
Yes.
And a bagel. And I feel like I've done my...
And same vietar. Yeah. yeah.
So.
You know what you need to put in your agenda next time?
That?
Is on Fairmount, there's this little shop that has gnocchis.
Okay,
$5. Amazing gnocchis with the best tomato sauce you've ever had. And Parmesan, $5. Like huge meal of gnocchi.
Wow. Okay.
In the same neighborhood than Bagel St. Yatar. Close to Schwartz as well. So, what
beautiful. This is beautiful. This is incredible. Anything else you want to leave with listeners, viewers today?
No, I think, you know, I'd love to see all of you guys at C2 someday. And yeah, I think if you have any questions or whatever, you can find me on LinkedIn. We're just working really hard to put out the best experience there is out there.
It's incredible. So if you want to be inspired, you're feeling flat, you're feeling kind of gray, and you want some inspiration, it could be from a chef, an architect, a dancer. C2 is happening in Montreal. We're going to put the dates, we're going to put the link in the show notes. And you may just happen to bump into Celine Dion. You never know. You never know what happens at C2. She may just be coming in just to experience it. I mean, she may be coming for inspiration. You never know. There's singers there. There's songwriters.
I mean, this Darian would be.
Cirque, you might meet a Cirque du Soleil, performer. You never know.
This is more likely.
Yeah, okay.
This Cirque du Soleil artist is more likely.
But that's still really cool. What else? Give me some other cool Montreal exports though.
So.
Rock Voisine? Remember Rock Voisine?
Oh, mon Dieu, ben oui, I remember. I've been.
What was his big song? What was Rock Voisine's song? What was, so many songs, yeah. And the Bonhomme guy, is Bonhomme show up? You know, like Bonhomme c'est toujours, Bonhomme c'est toujours.
No. We're somewhere else. New Jam.
Sorry, that's why I grew up. It's my like. That's when I got my Quebec education as a child as a Vancouverite was Bonhomme.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. No, but I mean, great people coming from all over. Yeah. So definitely a place not to...
No, 100%. 100%. Thank you for being here. A real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and watching the latest episode of Marketing News Canada. We'll see you next time on the show. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir. Thank you for listening.
Merci beaucoup. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.